following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
History is made to be rewritten. Last season, just 5 minutes down the road, the Warriors of Lee Scott Academy made history, hoisting a state championship trophy on the hardwood of the Crampton Bowl. But history is made to be rewritten. For the first time ever, in their first season ever, Lee Scott Academy finds itself on the other side of town, now in the AHSAA, making history every step of the way. The Warriors have fought their way through the round of 32, through the round of the Sweet 16, and thanks to a double overtime thriller, they now stand amongst the elite. They say that the toughest battles are given to the toughest Warriors, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And today, the battle is no bigger. Inside their home city, across the court, stands the number one team in the class of 3A, the Montgomery Academy Eagles. One win. One trip to Birmingham, one more chance to continue to make history. And in a season where the Warriors weren't given but a sling and a stone, why would you want anything other than a chance? Alabama State University sets the site. Dunn Oliver Akadome sets the scene. And the Elite Eight gets to set the stage. Time to see if the Warriors can take down another giant. It's the Montgomery Academy Eagles and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors winner goes to the Final Four in Birmingham. We'll introduce you to the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off after this on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off on Tiger Country 104.5.
We are here. We are live inside the Dunn Oliver Akadome on the campus of Alabama State University for some Elite Eight action. The Montgomery Academy Eagles and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. We welcome you in to the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off. It's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Hello, everybody. Welcome in to the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin joined by Coach Jacob Osment here courtside alongside the scorer's table here on the campus again of Alabama State. Lee Scott and Montgomery Academy ready to do battle. These two teams come in combined 61-6. Montgomery Academy, the number one team in the Class 3A. Lee Scott sits around the fourth or the fifth spot. But the Warriors have already taken down one Giant. Time to see if they can take down another. Warriors come in play at 30-4. They have won 9 straight in 12 of their last 13 games. Montgomery Academy comes in at 31-2. They are winners in 15 straight games. So what a matchup this is. As I mentioned, welcoming in Coach Jacob Osmond to the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach, happy you could make it. Happy you could join us. Hopefully not the last time. Warriors trying to make history once again.
Man, what an awesome opportunity for these guys. Coach Johnson said it over and over again, and we'll get more into him later. But what an awesome opportunity, not just for our program, but for our entire athletic program to show that we're able to compete against quality programs throughout with MA, as you've said today, but midfield, lots of teams throughout the season. And as you said, got to slay another Giant. It looks like it could be multiple Giants today.
Very much could. Again, this team brings in a lot of upperclassmen talent, 8 seniors on the lineup for this Montgomery Academy team, and they stand anywhere from 5'11 to 6'6. So the height and the depth definitely favors the Montgomery Academy Eagles. 2 totally different roads for both of these teams. Coach, I know you're going to dive into both of these teams, what they've done so far in the postseason.
Yeah, so with the way the areas cross over, our area number 2 being Glenwood faced off with MA in the opening round. And we know where Glenwood's depth was. Montgomery Academy, being the incredible team that they are, runs right past Glenwood in a 73-31 victory. A lot of people talking about Hale County and the great team that they are for the Sweet 16 for MA. Hale County being a very, very quality team. Coach Johnson said there are probably 3 to 4 teams that are going to go through Alabama State that probably all could be in the Final Four and compete. But Montgomery beats Hale County 84-78, which gets us to our game today with Lee Scott going past American Christian Academy in the sub-regional, and then that massive double overtime win against Midfield here last week. So 2 teams with nothing but momentum on their side, going to make up for an incredible matchup for this morning.
You mentioned the double overtime thriller against Midfield. Lee Scott dominates the first 3 quarters of that game. Turnovers finally come back to bite them. A Warrior team that doesn't turn the ball over very often were very much the victim to some turnovers and some costly live ball turnovers in that fourth quarter. Midfield had a 6-point lead with a minute to go, and then you called on Hayden Harper. Hayden Harper, the guy to get it done, laid in the bucket as time expired, sent us to overtime. Midfield hits a corner 3 right in front of us to send us to double overtime. And the Warriors find a way to come out on top, 71-67, again in double overtime. That was step 1 of defeating the Giants. Going to have to defeat another one here this afternoon. Diving a little bit more into this Montgomery Academy team. Again, 8 seniors that hoist this roster up. 31-2 is their record. This is the second time these two teams met. They met on November 27th, and it was Montgomery Academy by 33. 77-44. That being said, I think this Warriors team with Coach William Johnson have continued to find itself, continued to find its identity a whole lot more since that break, and the Warriors are playing their best basketball as of late. Talking about this Montgomery Academy team, they split with Auburn High School in the regular season as well, and then you mentioned it, beat Glenwood 73-31 in round 1. They have 15 straight wins. They're the 17th ranked team in the state of Alabama, and they are the number 1 team in Class 3A. And that being said, we've been able to talk with Coach William Johnson, the head coach for the Lee Scott Warriors, and the word that he continues to use is unbroken.
Yeah, he wants his team to be unbreakable. Now, let's keep in mind what it means to be unbreakable. That may require bending. That may require getting a little bit out of a shape that you're not used to. But one thing that he continuously reminded us of when we were talking to him earlier was that Lee Scott is a program, not just guys in specific spots. So we can call on multiple guys to step into multiple roles, whatever that might need to look like. And as he said, his word for the day that he's encouraged his team with today is unbreakable. That's his goal for today.
Let's look at tonight's keys to the game as they're presented by Jeffco Tramp Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. I think if there is one It's unbreakable. Be unbreakable this afternoon with everything you just mentioned. If there's one more, without getting into necessarily the specifics of it, you're playing with house money. For Lee Scott, you've already made history. You've done more than anybody else has expected you to do in this season. Why not continue to turn heads, continue to make history? The pressure's on Montgomery Academy. They've brought the fans. Their fan base is, what, 4 or 5 minutes from Alabama State. Make them come out and perform, and that's all that you can ask for. You've been given a chance. When the lights are the brightest, it's time to perform. Those are tonight's keys to the game, presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. You can call on them in your time of need. We'll take a break here. Going to get a prayer. Going to get an anthem when we come back. Starting lineups and the opening tip between the Montgomery Academy Eagles and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. All of that and more coming up when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Duick Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Duick Center at Building Supply.
It's Lee Scott basketball game time. The opening tip-off is brought to you by Auburn Bank on Tiger Country 104.5.
Just about ready for the opening tip inside the Dunn. Oliver Akadome, Montgomery Academy, and Lee Scott Academy. Winner goes to Birmingham in the Final Four. Warriors get a tip, but it's Montgomery Academy that controls the tip. Quickly, they work their way inside. Right-handed layup is good from DJ Vincent. We'll get you those starting lineups here momentarily, but quickly underway here inside the Dunn. Oliver Akadome, Warriors in their road navies with the red stripes going down the side. Montgomery Academy in their home whites, Eagles across the chest, and numbers in navy on front and back. Ball gets poked away. It will stay with the Warriors. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by the Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. For the Eagles of Montgomery Academy, it's Welch, Vincent, Friendly, Stovall, and Gordon. And for your Lee Scott Academy Warriors, Gray Haley, Hayden Harper, Parker Wright, Parks Myers, and Barrett Cook. Almost turns it over. Does Hayden Harper on the skip pass. It's still Warrior basketball. They're going right to left on your radio dial. Harper's layup gets blocked from straight away. Rebound is with the Eagles. Skip pass all the way here right in front of us. Nice defense from Parks Myers. Right-handed layup won't go. Tip out straight away three. That one is short. A nice rebound by Parks Myers. Good block out. Ball was able to bounce before the rebound. And quickly you can see both of these teams wanting to use tempo. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osment with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 2-0 Eagles. A minute and a half into the contest. Haley tries his luck from deep. That one is short. Rebounds on the blockout is with the Eagles. Now into the hands of Braden Gordon. His step-in three, he knocks it down right in front of the Warrior bench. Harper quick the other way. Bounce pass to Parks Myers. Goes off of his hip. And that ball rolls into the Eagles bench. A turnover by the Warriors. Coach going to want to see this Warrior team settle down a little bit. Throw it down low. Stolen by Parker Wright. Looking for an outlet. The ball gets volleyball spiked right into the hands of Parker Wright. Catch and shoot. Barrett Cook. Triple. That one is short. Gray Haley with the weak side. Rebound down low to Barrett Cook. Should have been a foul on the shot. No whistle. Quickly the other way on the outlet. And Braden Gordon will lay it in. Coach William Johnson once and gets a timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach, about as fast as you can blink, Warriors are down a touchdown.
Yeah, hey, listen. A lot of momentum here with MA. They come out hard. They come out quick. Coach Johnson told us early on, you got two teams with very similar identities. They want to run. They want to go. What we've seen already, a lot of physicality early. The officials are already letting them get away with some body banging. Totally fine with it. But now we know the physicality that we're allowing it with. They're allowing us to play. Let's continue to drive the lane. Let's continue to get looks. We're going to have to drive it in and outside and continue to defeat them with their size. They've got a lot of length on the floor, and they like to go fast.
6:04 remaining in this opening period. Warriors trail 7-0. The opening tip-off of this morning's game is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Hayden Harper tries to work his way down the sideline, gets tripped, able to recover, and he's going to have to call a timeout, another 30 seconds. Again, we'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A lot of physicality on both ends.
Yeah,
Coach, three officials. I'm sorry, partner.
No, yeah, Coach Johnson's wanting to ask, you know, Hayden's bringing it up the sideline, and it's very difficult as an official to make a call, especially when the defender's coming to try to stop the ball on the sideline. Hayden's driving in. A little bit of a push from Hayden, a little bit of a blocking foul. Probably could have been called right there. Ball gets loose. Hayden's on the floor to grab it. Takes a timeout to hold on for momentum. Coach Johnson's kind of asking, hey, what does it got to look like to be a foul right there? Very difficult to do. Very difficult as a defender and an offensive player to drive it down. So let's see if we can get an inbound right here and get an offensive set. Parks will inbound it for us.
Christian Griffin and Jacob Osmond with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Thanks for tuning in wherever you're tuning in. And thanks for your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Warriors and Eagles in the Elite Eight. Winner goes to Birmingham in the Final Four. Ball gets poked out of bounds. They're going to say it goes off the right hand of Barrett Cook. Another turnover for the Warriors.
Yeah, they're coming up on Hayden really at the point, trying to kind of smother us from getting any kind of an offensive set. So they're playing some man, but they're almost doubling Hayden at the top.
Brewer Welsh, the point guard for this Eagles squad, brings the ball up with his right hand. Catch and shoot three from Braden Gordon. This time it's short, but the offensive rebound with the Eagles. Skip pass now to this near side. Jump shot from 8 feet is an air ball, but another weak side rebound with the Eagles. Left-handed touch shot gets the shooter's roll and goes down for Jarrett Friendly. The size mismatch showing its cards early. The 6'6 Jarrett Friendly, already three offensive rebounds. Warriors now in transition. Parks Myers gets his layup blocked off the backboard. 2-on-2 transition opportunity, Euro step, and it's laid in by Skylar Stovall. 11-0 Eagles here early. Warriors getting punched in the mouth. Going to have to find a way to respond. Hayden Harper gets tackled as he crosses half court. And the dunk by Skylar Stovall. He dunks it in with two hands. Harper gets his layup blocked on the other end. I don't know what the Warriors have to do to draw some sort of whistle. I mean, it's clear you're letting them play, but when Hayden Harper's getting tackled, bringing the ball across half court, it feels like he's trying to stretch the ball for the pylon. 13-0 Eagles here, 3 minutes in to this first quarter. Ball goes off the foot. Should be a backcourt violation, and it will be called after hesitation. A late whistle, but the correct whistle. Warriors going to have to find a way to run an offensive set and find the bottom of the net.
Hey, got to find momentum wherever you can. We just forced a turnover. Momentum right here. Let's try to get a set. They're trying to smother us, but every time they pull two on to Hayden, we've got a guy free in the paint. We got to be able to get a look. We've got to attack the basket a little harder, too. We're floating it to the glass, and they're able to get two blocks off the backboard twice now.
Warriors go with a couple substitutions. Will Lyles, Cord Zellner, and Chapman Harris work their way into the contest for the first time tonight. Lyles has it, tries to throw it down low to Cord Zellner, but the bounce pass gets knocked out of play. It will stay Warriors basketball. A set baseline out of bounds on the right side of the backboard. Warriors again going left to right on your radio dial. Chapman Harris catch and shoot three. That one no good. Hayden Harper the rebound. Back to Harris. Works his way inside. Cord Zellner. Gray Haley gets his three-pointer blocked. Eagles already three blocks in the game. Skip pass. And sometimes working too fast for the MA Eagles. They turn it over and give it back to the Warriors. They're now going to show a full court press. Gray Haley, the inbounder, trying to get it to Hayden Harper. They're able to, with his momentum going down the right side, pass to Chapman Harris. Thought about the three on the left wing. Picks up his dribble, able to find Hayden Harper right on the SWAC logo at the volleyball line extended. Chapman Harris now back to Harper at the top of the key. Catch and shoot, Chapman Harris. Left wing three, that one too strong off the back iron. Warriors can't seem to take the lid off the rim here early. 13-0 Eagles. Catch and shoot, long three is no good from Brewer Welsh. That was right in front of us in the scorer's table. 3.5 to play in this opening period. Hayden Harper will pull it from three, no good. Cord Zellner offensive rebound, and the Warriors are on the board. See if the Warriors can build off a little bit of momentum. 13-2 here, Montgomery Academy Eagles. Not quite a home game, but everything of that. They throw it down low, and the layup from DJ Vinson is good. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It's Braden Gordon, the sophomore guard, standing at 6'4", who's guarding Hayden Harper the length of the floor. And you can see frustrating Hayden Harper right now. Gray Haley will check out. Brooke Zachary will check in. Zachary has it now. Chapman Harris works his way to the top of the key between the legs and a crossover dribble. Now to Will Lyles. A flop. And they try and dribble handoff. Ball gets poked away and it goes off the knee of Hayden Harper. Frustration for the Warriors continuing to show. Harper walking the length of the floor, begging one of the officials, asking what he needs to do to draw a whistle. 15-2. Montgomery Academy out in front of the Lee Scott Warriors. 2:46 to play in the opening period. The Eagles running a set in the half court. Warriors did a nice job of recovering. Skip pass to the near corner, but he had his left foot on the baseline. A turnover by the Eagles. That's their third of the morning. See if the Warriors can capitalize. Harper guarded by Reed McBride, who's checked into the contest for the first time tonight. You're right, partner. They blitz the ball right at the half court line. Ball rolls to Will Lyles. Now to Chapman Harris. Left wing three. Catch and shoot. Hayden Harper too strong. Looked good from here. Couldn't get it to go down. Eagles now in transition. Euro step. Left-handed layup. No good, but a foul. And Cord Zellner's going to have to work his way up the floor. Thought he was trying to draw a charge, but they're going to get him for the blocking foul. And it's number 23, I believe, Brady Gordon. No, I apologize, it's Mason Ellis. Number 30. The southpaw stands at the free throw line. Too strong on the first.
One thing Coach Johnson mentioned to us earlier today was how deep MA's bench is. They've got quality guys with experience at other schools even that are coming off of the bench.
Second free throw from Ellis is good. Brings it back to a two-touchdown lead for the Eagles. They lead 16-2, approaching the two-minute mark in this first quarter. Will Lyles catches the basketball on the left wing, jab steps his way, but that right foot steps on the baseline. Lyles thought he had a little bit more room. You've seen that a couple times now by both teams. Under 2 minutes to play. Eagles with the basketball. Ellis trying to go to work. Passes it back. Left wing three. No good. Offensive rebounds. And the ball turned over. Wyatt Watley's able to come up with it. He crosses half court. Chapman Harris works his way downhill. Gets into the short corner. Left-handed layup. No good. But is fouled. Again, a late whistle. I thought there wasn't going to be one called, but a little monkey on the back of Chapman Harris, and he'll head it to the free throw line to shoot two.
Yeah, great job by Chapman taking the ball, going up with the head fake, getting the guy in the air, and then going up to draw the foul. Like you said, a little hesitation on the call, but definitely got it. Anything that we can do to get points, we got to chip away now.
First free throw is no good, and that's going to be one of the points of emphasis here today. This team only shoots 57% from the free throw line as a team. And one of the big reasons they were able to defeat the Patriots in midfield, they were 19 of 23 in the Sweet 16 game. Harris goes 0 for 2. And the offensive rebound gets tipped around. They're going to say, the official that was standing at half court says that it's Eagles basketball, while the one that was underneath the rim says that he couldn't see it. So it's Eagle basketball with a minute and a half to play. Warriors going to a little bit more of a 1-2-2 matchup zone, depending on where the ball is. It's number 22, Stovall, that has the basketball. Now down into the near corner in Seegers. Wyatt Watley, nice defense, throws it out of bounds. Coach Osmond couldn't make the play with the left hand. But it will stay with the Eagles. Almost a heck of a play, Coach.
I tried to use a header right there, but I felt like too much athleticism too early was just not the move.
You got a strike intimidation. I thought you were going to catch and shoot and pull it from the right wing. Ball swinging around the perimeter for the Eagles. It's back with Seegers in the near corner. They're trying to get it to the low block. Goes up in the air, throws it back to the free throw line, and Scott Stovall will slow it down. He has 4 points, guarded by Wyatt Watley in the head of the zone. They throw it back to Stovall, works his way inside, tries to throw it down low. Ball gets tipped by Barry Cook and into the hands of Wyatt Watley, who's running the offense. They throw it with Chapman Harris. He gets cut off in the short corner, works his way back up to the top of the key. Now with Barrett Cook, there's two defenders with him. Ball gets poked around into the hands of Stovall. One on two, Stovall takes it in regardless, and he's able to lay it in with the right hand on the left side. Wyatt Watley quick in transition, right-handed layup, no good, not blocked, but the shot gets altered. And a nice job by Brooke Zachary to poke it away from the offensive rebounder. Goes off the foot of an Eagle. It will stay with the Warriors under their own basket. 13.5 remaining in the opening period. Warriors only with one bucket. Will Lyles thought about the catch and shoot three. They now throw it to Wyatt Watley. Works his way inside. Floater finds the bottom of the net. Wyatt Watley gets on the board, cuts the lead back to 14. 1 second. Shot good if it goes. It is well short. Nice contest by Wyatt Watley, and he's got something to say for the Eagles point guard. Warriors trying to build off a little bit of momentum. Defense has stepped up, and if the Warriors can keep track of the basketball, you got to limit the live ball turnovers. This Montgomery Academy team wants to get out and run, and they lead 18-4 through 8 minutes of play. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the second quarter on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Warrior ball to get the second quarter started. They turn it over down low. Three-pointer now on the other side is no good. Offensive rebound, second chance, third chance opportunity with the Eagles. Braden Gordon, I'm sorry, that's Skylar Stovall in the bright yellow shoes, out jumping everybody, meeting them at the rim. And it remains Eagle basketball. 30 seconds into the second quarter. Warriors trying to find some momentum. They trail 18-4. And the 8-foot stop-and-pop jumper from the sophomore, Braden Gordon, is good. 20-4, 7:15 remaining in the second quarter. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Gray Haley drives in with the right-hand shot, gets blocked. But a foul will be called, a pushing foul. So Gray Haley will work his way to the free-throw line. Coach, you made a good point. While we were in the break, this team jumped out to a 13-0 run. Warriors able to play some nice defense and trying to respond now on the offensive end.
Yeah, like I said, they jump out 13-0. Since then, it's a 7-4 ball game. So silver linings, you do with them what you may, but there's a lot of chipping away that has to begin to take place, and it starts with free throws.
Warriors 0-for-4 now at the free throw line. Gordon has the ball in the near corner. Throw it to Scoval. Thought about the elbow jumper instead. Skip passes it to the left wing. No good. Offensive rebound. And the pass gets tipped right into the hands of DJ Vincent, who lays it in with the left hand. One thing that Coach William Johnson talked about was having to keep them with one possession on each offensive possession. Hayden Harper catch and shoot straight away. He knocks it down. Hayden Harper gets in the scoring column. Trims the lead back down to 15. Ball works its way inside. Floater is good, plus the foul. I didn't see too much contact, to be completely honest with you, down low. But Gordon did a nice job getting the ball up with the right hand. Gordon leads all scorers here tonight, already with 9. Chance to get into double digits with the old-fashioned three-point play. 24-7. 6.5 to play in the second quarter. Free throw by Gordon is good. Full court pressure for the Eagles. Harper gets it to Will Lyles. Barrett Cook catch and shoot three. That one is short. Didn't look right coming off the right hand of Cook. Gordon the other way. Can't lay it in with the right hand. But a shooting foul as Barrett Cook got him on the right arm. Gordon will head right back to the stripe.
In a game where fouls are not getting called at a high rate, that doesn't work to our advantage to try to get away at a bench a little more with quality players 6, 7, 8 deep for MA.
Gordon knocks down the first one. This Montgomery Academy team, all 5 starters, average double figures. Stovall leads the way with 18.1. Gordon, who goes 2 for 2 from the line, right behind at 17.5. And Vincent in double figures averages almost a double-double, averaging 9.8 boards a contest. So this team knows how to find the bottom of the net. And a 10-second count. That was the fastest 10 seconds. There are only 4 or 5 dribbles by Will Lyles, but they'll say a 10-second count gives the ball right back to the Eagles, who lead by 20. Here, 27-7. Eagles going left to right on your radio dial. Warriors are going right to left. It's Hayden Harper, Will Lyles, Barrett Cook, Gray Haley, and Parker Wright. Backdoor lob gets stuffed by the rim. Does Vincent. You can see the set play. Warriors quick in transition the other way. It's Barrett Cook at the top of the key. Works his way inside the paint. Pass to Gray Haley in the corner. Barrett Cook trying to get a little too fancy with the no-look pass. Throws the ball out of bounds. Haley's unable to save it. Another turnover by the boys in blue.
Yeah, a handful of uncharacteristic plays. Sometimes when you get down by a number as large as 20, some desperation comes in. You got to just realize that you got to kind of attack it, death by a thousand cuts mentality. Got to just make sure that we stay with our style of ball, continue to chip away, and just see what happens. They are selling out hard for the rips up top. Let's see if we can take advantage of them when they're down a man.
They get to the free throw line with the zone, throw it down low. Shot gets blocked from behind by Chapman Harris, but right into the hands of Jarrett Friendly. He lays it in with the left hand. Warriors just can't seem to get anything going. Even when they do a couple of positive plays, it feels like it comes back to bite them. Parker Wright leaves his feet. Was able to find Will Lyles. Hayden Harper, right-handed layup. And Harper is finally able to draw some contact and get a whistle. He'll work his way to the line. And you can hear almost a comical cheer by the Lee Scott student section as Hayden Harper, with 3 points so far in the contest, looks to make it 4 and 5 at the line.
When you've got a team as athletic as MA that can play so high above the rim, our bread and butter has been a lot of times that late release layup floater. Harper misses his first, that MA can kind of get out of the air. We haven't seen a lot of teams that will defend us by taking that floater out of the air. We're seeing that today, and that's kind of taken away a little bit of one of our main forms of ammunition.
Second free throw from Harper. He's able to knock it down. Harper has all four for the Warriors here in this second quarter. They trail 29-8. Will Lyles gambles, but the Warriors do a nice job in the scramble drill trying to get back. It's Gordon now. Euro steps his way inside, and they're going to call a travel on Braden Gordon. I think the travel came right before the foul. Warriors benefit with that call.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are letting us play ball today.
Might not be basketball, but they're playing ball. Brooke Zachary works his way inside, goes with the Euro step over the top, but the ball gets poked away under the Warriors basket. It will stay with Lee Scott Academy. 4.5 to play. Warriors trail 29-8 here in this second quarter. Today's game is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Harper with the right-handed dribble, doesn't use the screen, works his way inside. Will Lyles catch and shoot three, need it, can't get it. Fight for the rebound, poked away into the hands of Skyler Stovall. He'll now run the floor. Hesitation dribble, spins his way back towards the middle of the floor. How in the world did he get that to go? The up and under with the left hand. All being double teamed, throws it up and gets the shooter's roll. 31-8. Hayden Harper catch and shoot three at the top of the key. Can't get it to go, but Stovall hits the elbow of Harper on the way up. Harper will head to the stripe to shoot three.
Never one to criticize officials. Call that the coach in me, criticizing officiating at the extent of extremism, not great. But the amount of fouls that we've gotten away with, the amount of fouls they've gotten away with compared to what just got called on Hayden, an excellent foul call in the book. Consistency's sake, it is a little confusing for both teams right now.
Warriors 1 for 7. At the free throw line right now. 1 for 8. Warriors have done a halfway decent job getting to the free throw line, trying to trim into this lead, but again, 1 for 8, not necessarily helping your cause. Third free throw on the way. Harper's able to knock it down. Harper has 5, and all 5 for the Warriors here halfway through this second quarter. It's 31-9. Warriors fall asleep on the far side of the zone. Wide open, catch and shoot three, can't go. But then a fight for the offensive rebounds. Catch and shoot now, Cade Seegers, and he finds the bottom of the net. His team doesn't like to shoot too many threes. But as all basketball players know, as Will Lyles tries to respond quickly, the best threes come off an offensive rebound. Seegers now down low, and a nice job of running the floor. Jarrett Friendly, the big man, works the zone and gets the left-handed layup. Two go. No credit to the Volvo that's apparently blocking the buses here inside the Dunn-Oliver Acadome. 36-9, Warriors trying to get something going on the offensive end. One thing, again, you mentioned it, Coach. This team very, very aggressive going after the ball. See if you can get some backdoor cuts. Maybe a high-low pass. You see the backdoor now, Gray Haley, and he's able to lay it in. Eagles overplaying a little fake pass to the corner. Gray Haley with the backdoor is able to lay it in, 36-11. Warriors need a couple stops and a couple buckets. Ball gets poked around into the hands of Friendly all the way at half court. Hero steps his way. Seegers catch and shoots. That one well too short. Lyles might have gotten a piece of it. Ball rolls into the hands of Cord Zeltner. And Barrett Cook will walk his way up the floor. Gray Haley in the far corner right in front of the Eagles bench. Almost loses his balance. And the student section's going at it now. Wide open, Braden Gordon, and he throws it down with the right hand. This team wants to get out in transition. They want to get out and get the highlight show, and it's been a highlight show so far. 38-11. Catch and shoot, far corner three is no good from Barrett Cook. And now the Eagles will slow it down. They lead 38-11, and Stovall tried to find his point guard. Nobody was looking. He drugged the pivot foot across the half-court stripe, across the face of the Hornets here at half-court, and it's Warrior basketball. Harper works his way to the bench. Wyatt Watley comes in, as does Will Lyles. Parks Myers will check in for him. Gray Haley, Wyatt Watley, Barrett Cook, Cord Zeltner, and Parks Myers. Watley gets blitzed at half court. And they're going to call a travel on Wyatt Watley. One thing for the Warriors. They're so set on getting back on the offensive end of the floor. They're going to have two or three back in their front court, because right now the Eagles sending two, if not three, guys at the basketball for whoever's dribbling the ball up the floor. Warriors staying in zone. Catch and shoot three from Brewer. Welch is no good. Offensive rebound. Second chance. Kick out. Seeger thought about the three. Now it's Mason Ellis, the southpaw. Skip pass to the far corner. Short corner. Back to the wing. Back to this near corner. Catch and shoot. Mason Ellis, no. Offensive rebound. Has it for a second. But the Warriors able to get it. Wyatt Watley tried to get out in transition. The ball flapping around right now. Warriors finally able to recover with Barrett Cook. Wyatt Watley has it at the top of the key. Works his way down low with 59 seconds to play. Barrett Cook works his way. Right-handed layup through contact. Can't get it to go. Tip out goes to Wyatt. Watley spins his way back towards the middle of the floor. Gray Haley with the rebounds. Spins his way. Left-handed layup no good off the side of the backboard. And the Eagles now have a 4-on-2 transition opportunity. Catch and shoot near corner three is no good. And now Parks Myers in transition. Got to be a foul. Finally, one is called. It'll be on Cade Seegers on the reach-in foul with 32.1 seconds to play in this second quarter. 38-11. Eagles out in front of the Warriors. Myers inbounds it to Watley. 30 seconds to play. Watley works his way inside. Cord Zeltner decided not to take the three. Barrett Cook will on the catch and shoot. Can't get it to go off the right side of the iron. Long rebound with Welch, and he'll slow things down. 17 seconds to play. Eagles can hold for the final shot of the half. Welch has it. Now Ellis. Now catch and shoot from Jarrett Friendly. And the 6'6 senior is able to knock it down. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Shot from three-quarter court from Wyatt Watley is off the backboard. And that's how the first half comes to a close. 41-11. Warriors going to have to make some changes here during the halftime break. When we come back, we'll get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll dive into these first 16 minutes and what the Warriors need to do to try and scratch and claw their way back into this contest. 41-11, Eagles lead it at the half. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs, the dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Homegrown and member-owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
At the halftime break, Montgomery Academy out in front of your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osment joining you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Here in the Elite Eight on the campus of Alabama State inside the Dunn Oliver Acadome. A very nice set in the gym, the host of the regional tournament. And right now, it's all Montgomery Academy as they're well on their way for a fight in the Final Four. Warriors going to have to find something on the offensive end and get a couple of stops as well. Let's look at some of the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Working numerically, Gray Haley with 2, Hayden Harper with 5, Wyatt Watley with 2, and Cord Zellner with 2. Only 11 points for the Warriors here in this first half. On the other side for the Eagles, DJ Vinson has 6, Cade Seegers has 3, Jarrett Friendly has 8, Skylar Stovall has 8, and Braden Gordon, the leading scorer, he has 14 at the halftime break. Coach, you have some of the shooting splits. Going to have to find something to go down on the offensive end of the floor. It's kind of been a double-edged sword. Warriors, 12 turnovers in the first half, and when they've gotten a couple open looks, you just feel like they can't take the lid off the rim.
Absolutely right. Biggest things to look at right now, field goals for us right now. We're 4 for 23. All right, so getting shots to fall. Scoring 11 points when you're scoring 4 times, I mean, that's not overall terrible. From the free throw line, we're 2 for 9. Another thing we got to also keep an eye on, too, Coach Johnson told us how great this MA team was rebounding. Right now, rebound differential, we've got 13 rebounds, they've got 26. They've got, I believe, is it 10 offensive rebounds to our 8 defensive rebounds. So you compare those two and you kind of contrast them, 16 defensive rebounds for them, 5 offensive rebounds for us. You kind of cross laterally look at that. They're beating us on the boards. we're not shooting the ball very well, but just off the stat sheet, something separate like we've talked about. This is, let's not take any credit away here. This is the number one team in 3A, and we can see that from scoring some, but defensively, this is a very sound team who came in with a plan. On any short passes, they're going to sell out to double on the guy receiving the pass.
Yeah, it almost works. It's not quite a zone because they're definitely in man, but it almost, for the basketball minds, it almost works kind of like a 1-3-1 to where as soon as they cross half court, as soon as the ball handler makes a decision about going to the right or the left side of half court, they immediately send the closest man, immediately blitz it, and try and get the ball out of the point guard's hands. The other two defenders then leave their man and come to the closest outlet players. So the Warriors, if they're able to somehow break the double team, they've turned it over a couple of times just by trying to find the ball to their teammate. And there's not too many times you can talk about a team, especially at this level, that can do that and basically put themselves out of position or put themselves in a negative situation, yet you still feel like they're in control and in command on the defensive end of the floor. Warriors have 12 turnovers, Montgomery Academy with 8, but a lot of those turnovers are dead ball turnovers. And the biggest thing, I mean, 4 for 23 at the floor, not going to get it done here in the Elite Eight.
No, not at all. And again, against a bad team, that's probably not going to get it done in any form or fashion in the first place. Biggest thing for us is going to have to be coming out and chipping away at it every way possible. 30 points is quite the deficit. All right, you don't want to make light of a situation as it is, but it is doable. But with what we've kind of seen early on, we've got to make sure that we're taking quality shots. The biggest thing that we're also seeing too is when they're closing out and kind of like you're saying, they're trapping us right here on the elbows. We've got to do something to kick it down and get a third touch to try to get up a quality shot and not force bad shots. So that's kind of something else. And then again, right there towards the end, last time Lee Scott scores a field goal is with 3 minutes remaining in the half. So really trying to find a way to get some rhythm, try to get some points back and forth, trade basket for basket, but get some momentum, get some rhythm, and try to get yourself back into the system that you're used to playing in.
You mentioned it, Lee Scott Academy, their last field goal coming at the three-minute mark in that second quarter. The largest lead is what it is right now at 30. Lee Scott Academy has not led. There has not been a tie or a score change other than the fact of 0-0 at the opening tip. Some of the side-by-side comparisons for the field goals. Lee Scott, 4 of 23. Montgomery Academy, 17 of 35. They're only 3 of 16 from behind the arc. Again, a team that wants to use its size down low rather than settling from the three-point line. These teams, or this team, when they've made threes, it's been off of offensive rebounds and the kickouts, where you've seen those percentages continue to skyrocket. They're also 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Warriors 1 of 9 at the charity stripe and 2 of 9 from the free throw line. So shooting 17.4% from the floor. Going to have to find some sort of change on the offensive end. Going to have to find a way to get a couple stops on the defensive end if they want to make their way to Birmingham. We'll take our final break here in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll get you started the third quarter, 41-11. Montgomery Academy is the Lee Scott Warriors. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter after this on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. All of today's action presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, 41-11. Montgomery Academy out in front of your Lee Scott Academy Eagles. We'll switch ends of the floor. Eagles now going right to left on your radio dial. Warriors going left to right. A touch shot down low from DJ Vinson. Is good. I was hoping there was going to be a miss, and I could just say it's this right rim that's not going to be friendly. Or the left rim, rather. Parker Wright catch and shoot from the elbow is no good. Ball gets poked away by Barrett Cook, and it stays with the Eagles. Eagles out in front of the Warriors. Warriors starting the second half in man. They throw it down low. Now to the right wing. Catch and shoot three. No good. Just grazes the front of the rim. Hayden Harper in transition. Throws it up with the right hand. Nice job by Brewer Welch playing defense without fouling. And a jump ball now will be forced. Hayden Harper and Parks Myers in there trying to rip the ball away from DJ Vincent. Possession arrow will keep it with Lee Scott Academy. 7 minutes to play here in this third quarter. Parker Wright has it in the short corner. Passes it to Gray Haley. Thought about the three. Tries to work his way inside. Ball gets poked away by Welch. Three on two. Transition opportunity. Gordon throws it up and lays it in with the right hand, but a charge. Parks Myers will draw the charge. The offensive foul goes against Braden Gordon. And I think the smile on Parks Myers' face might tell the story. Warriors might have been gifted one with Myers not necessarily in legal guarding position, but Gordon definitely jumped in and initiated the contact. It'll be Warrior basketball.
A little bit of that soccer experience coming out with Parks right there. I'm not saying it was a flop. I'm saying he did a great job taking the charge. We've got to help on the inbound. We've got to help in the backcourt.
43-11, you mentioned. You got to have two or three guys right now. It's Hayden Harper, and you see as soon as he crosses half court, he's double-teamed, and the ball almost gets stolen away, now is stolen away. Warriors got to have somebody else there. Two on one. They throw the alley-oop. Layup is no good. Parks Myers with the rebound. He runs his way up the floor, dumps it off to Barrett Cook. Catch and shoot. Hayden Harper on the right corner. No good. Weak side offensive rebound with Gray Haley. He couldn't lay it in, but gets hacked from behind. Haley will head to the stripe to shoot two. Credit Montgomery Academy. They've done such a good job with the pressure up top to where even when the Warriors get an open possession, you feel like the shots are being rushed. They don't feel comfortable. You don't see Hayden Harper in rhythm just miss the entire rim. But Haley there to recover, and he knocks down both free throws, 43-13. At what point do the Warriors try and create a little bit of pressure on the defensive end? Right now they're sinking back into a 2-3. Gordon catch and shoot from straight away. He got the off-ball screen, and he knocks it down. He continues the hot scoring. Had 14 in the first half. Now has 17 for the Eagles. And the Eagles want and get a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. 6:01 remaining in the third quarter. Warriors trail 46-13. Last time we saw these two teams play, it was Montgomery Academy, 77-44. And the Warriors, right now, we might take a score like that, trying to get something. Warriors leave Hayden Harper all alone on the front court, almost a turnover. They're able to throw it to Barrett Cook, who then tries to pass it to Parks Myers, but turns it over. If you're Lee Scott right now, I mean, you got to have two or three guys that walk the ball up the length of the floor with Hayden Harper just to eliminate any sort of double team. 46-13, backdoor pass down low, right-handed layup no good, offensive rebound and a putback. They're going to say that the foul was actually called on Stovall down low on the first attempt. So the offensive rebound and putback will not count, but Stovall will head to the line to shoot two free throws. First free throw from Stovall is good. Leading scorer for this Eagles squad, over 18 a contest. And again, you can see it. I mean, 18 points, 9 rebounds. He's in double figures. Is Stovall now. Gordon averages 17.5 and 8 rebounds. Quickly the other way for the Warriors, and I believe they're going to call a foul. They caught it on number 11. There is no number 11. They held up 11 to call it on Parks Myers. I think it's going to be called on number 1. Or 12. Okay, Jarrett Friendly will get called for the personal foul. Now they're coming to talk about it. The referee held up 11.
Correction. That foul is against number 1.
Okay. It's on number 1. Brewer Welch, the 5'11 senior. Barrett Cook works his way inside. Backdoor pass, Parks Myers, layup gets blocked. And then Stovall dribbles it off his foot, trying to go in transition. It heads right back to the Warriors.
Yeah, again, one of those situations, like I said, we've had a lot of success this season with those mid-range floaters. When you've got 6'4", 6'4", 6'6", around the box, it's very difficult to get those shots to fall when they don't have some zip on them.
Montgomery Academy had 6 blocks in the first half. They already have 2 here in the first 3 minutes. Chapman Harris, catch and shoot. That one is too short. Rebound is with Firmly. It's all the way up the courts and right in rhythm. Braden Gordon is able to lay it in. Montgomery Academy right now trust themselves on the defensive rebounding so much that they're sending their 2 point guards just out almost like outlet cherry picks right now, forcing Lee Scott to have to make decisions on the offensive end or the defensive end. Catch and shoot 3 on the right wing from Will Lyles is an air ball. The Eagles able to recover. They lead 50-13 down low with the right hand. DJ Vincent can't get the layup to go but is hacked by Parker Wright. We'll head to the stripe to shoot 2. 4:38 to play in this third quarter. Eagles currently leading the Warriors. First free throw from Vincent is good. 51-13 now. Awaiting the second free throw from Vincent. You can see frustration beginning to show for Lee Scott Academy and Parker Wright. Second free throw by Vincent is good as well. Some substitutions made for the Eagles. Number 15, Graham Martin, as well as Cade Seegers will check in. Hayden Harper gets double-teamed as soon as he gets the basketball. Will Lyles now at the free throw line. Could have been called for a carry. The ball gets poked away. They'll say that it stays with the Warriors. Mason Ellis got a piece of it. Warriors not going to be able to dribble across half court. Going to have to beat the press and beat the zone with a couple passes. Hayden Harper skip pass, Will Lyles, catch and shoot, high arcing 3, and he's able to rattle it home. Lyles gets on the board. The 3rd, 4th, and 5th points for the Warriors here in this second half. Seegers has it now into the corner, but Mason Ellis had his right foot on the bench right in front, or right on the sideline rather, right in front of the Eagle bench. 52-16 halfway through this third quarter. Harper with the basketball. Here comes the double. He's able to leave his feet and find Chapman Harris. Now you can advance the basketball, but instead Harris slows down and the poke steal comes from behind. Two on one through contact. They decide not to blow the whistle. A fight for the rebound goes right into the hands of Cade Seegers. Pump fake, catch and shoot, or pump fake, one dribble pull up rather, can't get it to go. Offensive rebound is with Skylar Stovall. He now has 12. Following the layup, it's all Eagles. 54-16. Lyles with the basketball. They throw it down low to Court Zellner, who was wide open, but it goes over his head. The Eagles try and save it with Mason Ellis, but was unable to. It will stay with the Warriors under their own basket. Harper, the trigger man, finds Will Lyles. Catch and shoot three off the side of the backboard. And now Brooke Zachary, a frustration foul. And Lee Scott will walk back to set up on defense. And the third team foul for Lee Scott here in the third. Eagles outscored the Warriors 18-4 in the first period, 23-7 in the second. And currently 14-5 here in the third. Lead sits 54-16. They throw it down low. Skip pass to the left wing. Catch and shoot is no good. Chapman Harris unable to gather the offensive rebound. A little dump off pass from Skylar Stovall. And he has four straight, now six in the second half. He's up to 14. Barrett Cook, nice pass down low. Court Zellner, touch shot off the glass. And he's able to lay it in with the right hands. 2:42. Remaining in the third quarter. Mason Ellis works his way downhill with the left hand. Layup can't get it to go, and he's still down on the ground. Hayden Harper in transition. Pass out Wyatt Watley. Catch and shoot three. High arcing, well too strong. And now the Eagles, a three-on-one fast break opportunity. Left-handed layup is good by Cade Seegers. Harper quickly across the timeline. Brooke Zachary throws it down low. Court Zellner gets his layup blocked. And again, a fast break opportunity. Stovall dribbles right through the teeth of the defense. Blocked from behind by Chapman Harris, but they're going to blow the whistle. And it will be Skylar Stovall heading to the line. .204 remaining in this third quarter. First free throw is short from Stovall. 58-18. Second free throw is good. Stovall now with 7 in the third. He has 15 in the contest. Brooke Zachary, Hayden Harper, Wyatt Watley, Chapman Harris, and Cord Zellner, the 5 on the floor for Lee Scott Academy. Harper runs the ball up the floor. Chapman Harris gets cut off. And now there's three defenders on that side, and there it is. Mason Ellis, the steal. Left-handed layup, no good. A lot of contact. No whistle. Wyatt Watley seemed to be trying to foul just to not allow a free left-handed layup.
Warning.
And now a warning on Montgomery Academy. That might be the first warning that I've seen given to a coach this year rather than going straight to the technical.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure what the call was there or what the argument was there. I couldn't tell if he was talking towards Coach Johnson or what the conversation was, but he was gesturing about something being written down. I wasn't totally sure.
A foul now on the other end. It'll be on the floor. It'll stay Warrior basketball under their own baskets. Watley inbounds it to Chapman Harris. Touch shot over the right shoulder is good. Chapman Harris can get that in the arsenal. It'll be a really deadly score down low. 59-20, approaching the 1 minute mark here in this third period. The Eagles running some motion offense. They throw it with Mason Ellis. Out of contact, no whistle. Warriors now a 2-on-2. Wyatt Watley behind the back, throws it back down on the bounce pass, skip out to Hayden Harper. Tries to work his way inside, get punched in the face from Mason Ellis, who tried to do a poke steal from behind. Warriors asking for possibly something to be upgraded. I just thought it was a wraparound steal. Just unfortunate that Harper had to wear it on the bottom lip. Foul against the Eagles, number 30, Mason Ellis, his first team hit. 59-20. And that will be the fifth team foul for the Eagles here in this third quarter. So Harper will shoot two at the stripe. First one's good. Harper now with six. He leads all scorers for the Warriors as they trail 59-21. Second free throw good as well. Hayden Harper will take a breather. Parks Myers will check in. Watley, Myers, Harris, Zachary, and Zellner, the five on the floor for Coach William Johnson. Mason Ellis with the left hand will bring it up the floor. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Will Renfro now works his way through the teeth of the defense. Catch and shoot for Seegers off the right side of the rim. Nice strong rebound from Zellner and able to get rid of it before the pressure comes. And now a backcourt violation. The ball got tipped as Brooke Zachary was running his way up the floor. Ball got tipped. Zachary didn't just lose the basketball. And when Myers picked it up, they called him for a backcourt violation. Disagree with the call. But it's Eagle basketball now with 43 seconds even remaining in the third quarter. They throw it to Ellis with a full head of steam. A blocking foul will be called, a reaching foul will be called on the floor. Well, that being the fifth team foul, that'll put the Eagles now in the bonus. Mason Ellis wearing number 30 stands at the free throw line, and the shooter's touch gives him the first one. Will Lyles and Barrett Cook check back in for Lee Scott Academy. Chapman Harris and Brooke Zachary will check out. 60-22, 41.3 remaining in the third. Second free throw is no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Eagles. It'll be Warrior basketball. Remaining in this third quarter. 60-22. Watley calls for the fist with the left hand. Zachary now parks Myers on the near wing right in front of us. Barrett Cook thought about the three, got the defender in the air, tried to go baseline, got cut off. 16 seconds to play in the third. Wyatt Watley has it. He goes baseline through contact, able to lay it in with the right hand. Wyatt Watley now with four seconds to play, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Seeger will flop and draw a foul on Wyatt Watley, who had his hand straight up, not allowing any sort of defense. That's Watley's third. And Seegers now will be gifted two free throws. First free throw is no good. Second free throw. Seegers is able to hit, and that will send us to the fourth quarter. 61-24 here on the campus of Alabama State inside the Dunn Oliver Acadome. Warriors, 8 more minutes to try and find some momentum here on the campus of Alabama State. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Eric Cook runs the left side of the paint, gets his shot knocked out of bounds by number 23, Braden Gordon. I'm sorry, that's number four. Seth Edwards is looking at the blue shoes. Hayden Harper has it, catch and shoot three at the top of the key, and he's able to find the bottom of the net. Hayden Harper up to 10. In the contest. Ball is with Edwards. Free throw line, fadeaway jumper. A line drive, no good. Rebound with Parker Wright. Hayden Harper, quick in transition. Gets to the right wing. Crossover dribble, throws his way inside, throws it up with the right hand. And he'll head to the line to shoot two. The shooting foul will be on number 10, Cade Seegers. So Harper will shoot two free throws. 61-27, Eagles well in command. Here as we approach the 12 o'clock noon hour here on the campus of Alabama State. Harper knocks down the first. Knocks down the second as well. Seegers. Skip pass, catch and shoot three, Will Renfro. And he answers right away with the knockdown three. Harper now Haley. Parker Wright, catch and shoot triple off the front of the rim. And Renfro will slow everything down. Throws it down low to the baseline, wide open on the weak side. A nice pass from Edwards to Camp Fiore. Gray Haley will get fouled. He works his way up the half court. And a couple subs for Lee Scott.
Yep, on for Lee Scott. Got two freshmen coming on. Watts Johnson, number 14, and Clayton Burns, I believe, number 13.
Harper tries to throw it down low to Gray Haley. Nice pump fake. Works his way down low and able to use his position and his body to shield off the defender. Gets the right-handed layup to go, 66-31. Catch and shoot three. Will Renfro once again, this time too short. Parker Wright with the rebound. And he'll run the ball across half court. Now into the hands of Hayden Harper. Now back, Clayton Burns, catch and shoot three straight away. Can't get it to go down. Off the front of the rim, then the backboard. Thought he was still going to get the shooter's touch. The rebound is with Edwards. Reed McBride works his way, cutting, loses his balance, and throws the ball out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball. Wyatt Watley and Brooke Zachary will check in. Montgomery Academy, so far in this second half, 7 for 15, 2 of 5 from behind the three-point line. Warriors 4, now 5 of 15 and 2 of 7 from behind the arc. Warriors running a little bit of motion offense. Parker Wright has it. Works his way down low. Ball gets poked away. As he lowered that left shoulder, it stays with the Warriors. 4 minutes to play and counting.
Marshall checking in for the Eagles. Zeller for the Warriors.
And Parker Wright gets a round of applause as Brooke Zachary lays it in with the right hand. A long hug for Coach William Johnson with Parker Wright, the one senior on this squad. Right-handed layup is good by Camp Fiore. Wyatt Watley with the basketball. Now to Burns. Now back up to Brooke Zachary. Now to Watts Johnson. Could have been a carry, no whistle. Wyatt Watley, nice move, works his way inside, can't get the bucket to go, fights for the offensive rebound, and Brooke Zachary is able to recover it. Euro step, and I believe they're going to call a charge. They will. Brooke Zachary, a little careless, trying to work his way into the paint.
Yeah, Brooks picked it up. He saw three guys from MA and the rim and went for it.
68-33. Montgomery Academy out in front of the Lee Scott Warriors. Eagles well on their way to a trip to Birmingham. Edwards working his way inside. Pass to Fiore. Three-pointer well too strong. Watch Johnson. It is with the rebound. 2:20 to play in the contest. Warriors trail by a fair share on the scoreboard. Johnson gets double teamed. Ball gets tipped into the front court. Zachary comes away with it. Passes it to Clayton Burns. Catch and shoot triple right in front of the Warrior bench is too strong. Weak side rebound is with Fiore. After the ball gets poked around, it will stay Warrior basketball. As Rob Ashworth and an unnamed player that I do not have check in with a big round of applause for the Eagles. 90 seconds to play in the contest. Burns now to Johnson. Tries to break down his defender. Works his way down low. Right-handed layup gets blocked, but a blocking foul. And Johnson will head to the stripe. First free throw is good. As is the second. Johnson gets in the scoring column here in this fourth quarter. Catch and shoot Will Renfro for three, no good. It's Clayton Burns able to track down the rebounds. 60 seconds to play. Watch Johnson, layup no good, falls to the floor. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It stays with the Warriors. 52 seconds and counting on the clock. Cord Zellner, now Wyatt Watley, goes baseline. Nice pump fake, gets the defender in the air. Shot still gets blocked from behind. The ball goes out of bounds off of Wyatt Watley. It'll be Eagle basketball. 30 seconds remaining here in this Warriors season. It appears that Montgomery Academy, I'll applaud that, a real nice gesture. He calls timeout with 16.4 seconds to allow Parker Wright to check back into this game. And
yeah, that's really cool.
Ooh, that gets you. 16 seconds to play The Eagles will walk the ball up the floor. Warriors will not foul. And as the clock hits zeros, that is how the Warriors' season will come to a close. Nothing to hang your head on at all. Warriors weren't given a shot in the dark to make even a postseason run, and you find yourself in the very first season in the AHSAA into the Elite Eight. You find yourself deep in the postseason. You just run into a juggernaut. The number one team in 3A. Be surprised if they're not heavily favored to win it all in Birmingham. They'll make it to the Final Four. 68-35, your final score. We'll take a quick break, come back, wrap up the game, wrap up the season here for Coach William Johnson and the Lee Scott Academy varsity boys. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Of our members love us.
Oh yes, ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention. It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Lee Scott Academy Warriors season brutally comes to a close here on the campus of Alabama State. They fall 68-35 to the Montgomery Academy Eagles. Again, absolutely nothing to hang your head on if you're a Warrior. Weren't given a shot in the dark to do anything this season. They proved everybody wrong, not only won the region, made their way through the region tournament, and made their way from the round of 32, defeated a giant in the round as the Sweet 16. And unfortunately, where the chips fall, play the best team in 3A, the 17th ranked team in the state of Alabama, the Montgomery Academy Eagles. They fall once again 68-35. Stovall and Friendly for the Eagles. When all-tournament team, Hayden Harper and Barrett Cook for the Warriors on the all-tournament team. And Braden Gordon wins the tournament MVP for Montgomery Academy. Some of the final scores, or stat lines rather, for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Gray Haley finishes with 6. Hayden Harper, he finishes with 12. Lyles with 3. Harris with 2. Watley with 2. Brooke Zachary, Cord Zellner, and Watch Johnson all in there with 2 as well. Coach, again, nothing whatsoever to hang your hat on. In the very first year in the AHSAA, you make your way 5 minutes across town from the Crampton Bowl to the campus of Alabama State. And again, in the very first year of public school ball, you find yourself playing your way all the way to the Elite Eight.
Man, moral victories are the absolute worst, am I right? But one of the just several things to take into consideration. Number one, first season in, one of the best 8 teams in all of 3A ball. Nothing to be upset with on that. Secondly speaking, Coach Johnson could not speak more highly of this team. Coach Johnson's been around basketball for quite a while, and he could not emphasize enough how hardworking this team has been for him. Done everything that's been asked. A young team with only 1 senior, but he couldn't say enough about how much he's loved getting to coach this team this season, and really done an excellent job as an ambassador team to really kind of get our foot in the door in AHSAA competition.
Again, all you could ask for. Again, we've talked with Coach William Johnson, and yeah, what he speaks about this team says that this is one of the most fun teams that he's ever coached. Their willingness to learn, their coachability, he says that he's had an absolute blast coaching this team. Good news is a lot of them will be returners. We do give our heartfelt to Parker Wright, as understandably so, the 1 senior of this team who's played his last game on the hardwood in a Lee Scott Academy basketball jersey. Again, I will personally give my applause and my appreciation to Montgomery Academy and that coaching staff for understanding that, and while dribbling the clock out, their coach calling a timeout, allowing Parker Wright to take the floor one more time, allowing the Lee Scott fan base and the student section to give him one more round of applause. It chokes me up because it wasn't long ago I was in that same position, and there's truly nothing more heart-wrenching than knowing that your dream, what you've loved to do for 4 years in high school and even beyond, you have to close that chapter. So I very much understand it, as I'm sure many listeners do as well, Coach. I know you understand it, being in the coach, having to work with those types of players. What does somebody like Parker Wright do for a program?
Hey, just the like we said just a little bit ago, the fact that he was getting to be able to be part of this initial season where we get into this level of competition and not skip a beat, be able to come right in. You get an area championship, you get a berth into the regional, you get the regional final under your belt, just come up short against a team which, for those of us still listening, arguably the state championship winning team. I mean,
this team would compete in 7A basketball.
Montgomery Academy has an incredible basketball team with great depth, but not enough can be said about Parker Wright and what he's done for this team. I know that's one thing that he'll be able to come back years from now and look back on and have great pride to look back on, being able to say that he was part of this initial season getting us into AHSAA competition. And again, coming up, running right into a buzzsaw that is Montgomery Academy, taking down midfield, which was an incredible accomplishment of its own right. And again, you just today, the team that won was the better team that was on the floor.
One thing, you can be out-talented, but again, the word that Coach William Johnson used was unbroken, and I don't think this team broke at all. Again, just a tale of two sides where Montgomery Academy, he felt like they did everything right on both ends of the floor, and the times that Lee Scott did everything right, just couldn't get the buckets to fall and just weren't able to get it done. But so much credit goes to this team. Shout out to Coach Corey Harrison and the varsity girls squad. A shout out to Coach William Johnson, Coach Clay McCall, everybody in the athletic department that's worked with us throughout the entire length of the basketball season. Mr. Austin Scott, for being a great part of everything, being the one to update us with any possible news and everything like that. The hardwood season has officially come to a close. Our next broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be Friday, this Friday, on the baseball diamond, the best time of the year, in my opinion. Going to get a little flexibility on the time of airtime with first pitch, but it'll be right here on your classic, on your home of classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Again, thank you once again for listening today and all season long of Lee Scott Academy basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody at Lee Scott Academy, everybody over at Auburn Network, and for my broadcast partner, Coach Jacob Osmond, I'm Christian Griffin. Until next time, until Friday afternoon on the baseball diamond, stay safe and go Warriors.
Lee Scott Academy basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here on Tiger Country 104.5.